I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, now that it's officially fall, there are two harvest festivals happening this weekend, and the one in Bourne is focused on old-fashioned fun.
It is the 17th Old Time Harvest Festival, and it's happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday at the Briggs McDermott House in Bourne. The festival is designed for all ages, especially the kids, with pony rides, games, face painting, crafts, and puppet shows by Margaret Moody Puppets. There's also going to be demonstrations at the blacksmith shop there. The antique carriage collection is going to be open, and visitors can watch ice cream being churned and apple cider being pressed. There's going to be different types of food sold. The Falmouth Fiddlers are going to be there playing music to entertain visitors. And local artisans will be there to demonstrate pottery, weaving, and pumpkin carving. And if you're down in Bourne on Saturday, you can also stop at the annual Wampanoag Day, which runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the museums at Eptuxet. That's going to include Wampanoag music, dance and drumming, a longbow demonstration, native games, and more vendors and crafts.
At the Cape Cod Fairgrounds, the Harvest Festival has more contemporary family activities.
Well, this one's happening both Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and has so much going on that they offer trolley rides to get around to all the activities. The idea is to spotlight seasonal fare from local farms, and there's going to be a farmer's market, a craft fair featuring local artisans and crafters, local farm animals, a pumpkin patch, pumpkin decorating, kid-friendly amusement rides, local food vendors, including cider donuts, and a beer and wine garden.
Another festival on Saturday is all about a love of dachshunds.
Well, if you own or are a fan of the little dogs, Barnstable Village is the place to be from noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday for the 12th annual Cape Cod Doxy Day. There's going to be dachshunds running in a race, a dachshund parade featuring rescue dogs from Paw Affection Dachshund Rescue. Dachshunds get their own cafe. You can play dachshund trivia. There's a sing-along with the Cape Cod ukulele group playing the Dox Song. Plus, vendor tables and information from local nonprofits are going to be there to browse. There will be prizes given out in different categories for the dogs, and all proceeds from the day are going to be donated to the Cape Cod Disaster Animal Response Team. And the organizers of this event don't discriminate. They say that all well-behaved dogs on leash, no matter what breed, are welcome to come by.
One event Friday is designed as a night of fun, but for a serious reason. The Bands for the Bahamas concert has local musicians trying to raise money to help people in the Bahamas who were affected by Hurricane Dorian.
Well, 10 local bands are going to donate their talents from 6 to 10 Friday night at Cape Cod Beer. And that is going to try to help a nonprofit group that's aiding people after the hurricane that killed or left so many people homeless. The concert's being organized by Steve and Sarah Swain, whose band Sarah Swain and the O'Boys is going to play at the benefit. And then other organizers are Josh Stewart, a teacher at the Cape Cod Lighthouse Charter School, and Nassau, Bahamas native Noel Pena, who's executive director of the Orleans Chamber of Commerce. Some of the other musicians playing for the fundraiser will be the Rip It Ups, the Katie Flynn Band, the Burt Jackson Wicked Trio, Zoe Lewis, The Ticks, Earth Jr., Sarah Burrell, Anna and the Moderns, and Moselle. Drinks are going to be provided, of course, by Cape Cod Beer, and then with food provided by the Pineapple Caper Food Truck.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.